Here we are again on another Monday afternoon at 5:30, and you may be cooking supper, you may be driving down the road, whatever you're doing, it's time for Local Matters and old Judy Duke. And boy, do I have a fine young fella in this studio with me, and a lovely young woman, but she refuses to talk today. So we won't include Tanya, which she'll just sit over there and smile just as pretty as she can. I have Mr. Logan Taylor from McMinnville, Tennessee. Hi, Logan.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Oh, I'm just perking.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you here. You do have a few connections here in Cookeville. This goes out all over the Upper Cumberland, which I think is a good thing.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I am delighted that you're here. Your connection to Cookeville is minor. The mayor of Cookeville, Tennessee, I've known him since he was a baby, Ricky Shelton, is your stepfather.
That is correct.
The honorable Ricky Shelton. And he's been on this show, by the by. And we talked about his ties.
He has an extensive tie collection.
He has my entire life.
Yes.
Oh, doesn't he?
Yes.
What can I say? Anyway, and of course, your mom, you have twin sisters here.
Absolutely.
And you have Angie and Steve. So that's good. But you have something very, how do I put this, near and dear to my heart. You do something that is near and dear to my heart. And you do some theatrical directing.
I sure do. Yes, ma'am.
In McMinnville. Now, let me ask you this, Logan. Did you start the community theater there?
I did.
I thought so. I want to applaud you.
Thank you.
Small towns in the Upper Cumberland area need live theater.
Absolutely.
There's nothing like it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Well, I'm glad to know that, because you will be successful. Now, what is the name of this theatrical company?
Our company is called Dream Reality Group. We are partnered with the Park Theater Group in McMinnville, so we do all of our shows at the Park Theater. We have done 11 shows in the 4 years we've been established.
And you haven't done Room for the Groom, those kind of shows. That was my first when I was in high school. I got bit by the theatrical bug.
Oh, yeah.
Room for the Groom, and nobody's ever heard of Room for the Groom, and there's a good reason you haven't heard. But you have done some fascinating, wonderfully large musicals.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
And have been very successful.
Thank you.
That's Word Travels.
Yeah, well, I like that. I've heard that over the last few years, that word of mouth is the best publicity, and
absolutely,
it rings true, absolutely.
It does, and the older you get, I don't know how old you are, you look like a baby, but how old are you?
I'm 24.
You are a baby. You are just a baby at 24. Now, okay, let's get down and dirty here.
Okay, let's do it.
Where did you get your love for the theater? Did this come from your mom?
No, actually, I am the first. I was the first person in my family to catch the theater bug. I started from the time I could walk and talk. I wanted to do shows. My mom and Ricky will tell you I was putting on plays in the front yard, in the basement, and Ricky would have fireworks going off, and we would have fog and the whole thing. We would invite all of our neighbors and We would invite all of our neighbors and. Then when I was 9, I joined Cookeville Children's Theater. My first show was The Little Mermaid, directed by Jennifer Welch. And
who is still going strong.
Yeah, who is still going strong as their artistic director. And that was when I knew that the stage was for me. And so I did children's theater for a while. After high school, I went to the Cumberland County Playhouse. And then I moved to McMinnville, back home where I'm originally from, and I realized, oh my goodness, there is no theater program for kids here, because, you know, when I was in school, I wasn't a great athlete. I didn't really have an interest in it. And so I thought, well, gosh, there's kids in McMinnville who probably feel the exact same way and don't have an outlet to express that. And so it just started as a small idea. I was in my grandparents' house when I was 19. And I remember I saved up money and I bought the rights to a really cheap show. And
kind of like Room for the Groom.
Yeah, kind of like Room for the Groom. And we were the first show in the park, the revitalized Park Theater back in 2015. We were the first show. And I think the rest is kind of history.
And you've done some big name shows like
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Getting ready. And I'm not supposed to plug things, but. Oh, forgive me, I'm going to. You're Please. Getting ready to do Grease.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, now that's a biggie.
That's, Grease is a biggie.
Yes, and you just finished with Mary Poppins.
Absolutely.
I happen to know someone who was played the part of Bert, and I happen to have been sick as a dog and wasn't able to see my grandson, Griffin.
Griffin, yes.
Yes.
He is incredible. I mean, when he came, it's so funny, I have to share this with
okay.
you.
Okay.
When he came to us... you could tell he was so nervous for his audition for Mary Poppins.
I had phone calls.
But I'm telling you, we looked back at his audition tape over and over, and he had such a natural instinct. He, you know, you knew he had that spark that it takes. And so he shined as Bert, and it was amazing to watch him grow.
Joshua Griffin Duke, named after his daddy. His name was Joshua, but I was sick, and I wasn't able to see it. And Lord have mercy, I called way, way early over to the Park Theater and got tickets for me and my husband and his aunt and his dad.
Yeah.
And my daughter had just had surgery, and I was sick. As a dog, and I was thought I'd take, you know, a bucket to go along and go watch it anyway, but I, I decided that would not be a good thing to do, but my husband and Griffin's dad were able to go, and they were highly impressed. Talking with Logan Taylor, I guess, from McMinnville, and I suppose you are the artistic director.
I'm actually the producing director of Dream Reality Group.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have a crew. I work alongside our artistic director. His name is Isaiah Benegas, and he's fabulous.
Well, we know he's not from Warren County.
No, he is not. He he was actually born and bred in the Cumberland County Playhouse, him and his sister. So they grew up in the Playhouse. And for those who don't know, the Playhouse is a professional regional theater. And so... when they came to us, they kind of, us, them, along with our incredible team of strong, powerful women that are behind us, we...
Behind every successful man is a strong group of powerful women. Isn't that right, Tanya? She's nodding, she's nodding her head, folks. well, I think that's great. And you know, I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan. Anybody knows me knows I'm not. But, you know, it does take us... a village sometimes, and in the theater world, it does take a village.
Oh yeah, we have a staff of about 15 that works on every show, so that's
just paid staff.
Our primary staff are we have about 6 that are paid staff,
okay.
and then the
okay.
rest are volunteers.
Yep.
But it's these shows. I can just speak for Mary Poppins alone. There are so many technical elements to these shows.
Oh,
our cast are usually
because she flies.
Because she flies and she disappears and kites fly and all kinds of stuff happens.
I have flown.
Have you?
I did. We had an opportunity back when Dr. Jerry Henderson was teaching theater at Tennessee Tech, and he happened to be we had become fast friends, and he was directing Peter Pan, and so. At the time, the Cookeville Drama Center, which is now the Cookeville Performing Arts Center. And so they brought in the people who did it off Broadway. What's their name, Logan? Help me here. You know, there's a company.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there's more than one.
Right, right.
I know. But anyway, they brought them here. And they asked if anybody in the cast, and my husband and I and a whole bunch of our friends decided that we were going to audition and be pirates and get cast as pirates. And I had the best time ever
because
I had no lines to
Absolutely.
Memorize. I had a few songs. And they asked if anybody wanted to actually get in the harness and the contraption to fly. Well, of course, I'm not going to miss out on anything.
Oh, no.
And I raised my hand, and they flew me across the stage, and I thought, whoa, this is fabulous. and I was, a married mother of two at right. that time. But that was one of the most fun shows I ever did. I really did get bitten. Just like you, we have a lot of things in common that you didn't know about. My first year of teaching was in Crossville, and I did help Mary Crabtree do some shows. I was her assistant director for You Can't Take It With You when she directed that many moons ago. And that was all I had time for because I was right out of college, and, I did my own show. Did the Gulliver Travels, which was like a junior version of Gulliver.
Yeah, right.
6th, 7th, and 8th graders. I was teaching creative dramatics in Crossville, and that was a great, fun time.
I feel like I'm in the presence of theatrical royalty.
I'm just a little old girl from Cookville who got bitten so badly by the bug.
We know about the theater bug.
I know. I can tell by looking at you and your animation. He's just so animated, guys. I wish you could see this. You would enjoy watching between the two of us. I'm surprised we haven't knocked the microphones out of reach. But anyway, we're going to take a break here.
Okay.
Our sponsors have a few things to say. You folks stick with us. This is just so much fun. Here is someone after my own heart.
I love this.
And this is a great thing. So listen up, support our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Talking today with Mr. Logan Taylor, who is the producing director of Dream Reality.
Dream Reality Group. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Dream Reality Group. Well, that you named it, didn't you?
I sure
because
did.
Because your dream is now reality.
Absolutely.
I love it. You're good in English too, huh?
Absolutely. Play on words is my favorite.
Okay. Anyway, delighted to have you here.
Thank you so much.
We'll claim you as, even though you were from MacMinnville or are from MacMinnville, you got kin.
Oh,
here.
I grew up in Cookville. I graduated high school here. Yeah,
okay. So, I taught at the high school here, too.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
No, me either.
Here I am at years old and still just doing all kind of different stuff. But, you rest, you rust.
Oh, that's no rest for the wicked.
That's right. Ooh. That's another one I would like to do is Wicked.
Oh, but gosh, anyway, yes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Oh, it would be great fun. Anyway, so you just got bitten by the bug as a young man.
Yes, ma'am.
And I bet I'd hit this right on the mark. Now, I may not, and you can say so. You used to stand in the bathroom all by yourself when you were young and made faces.
All
used
the
your
time.
Facial expressions to make all kind of faces in the mirror.
All the time.
I got it. I knew.
You got
yeah,
it.
I knew. I did, too. That was the highlight of my day. It just happens.
Yeah.
I think it is a God-given, for some,
yeah.
It is a God-given blessing.
Yep, I agree completely.
In community theater, especially, and I've been in it for years, you're going to have some that God didn't give it to.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and
yes.
And I don't mean that in a bad way at all. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to find people to play men, especially shy away from it in community theater. It's been my experience. And so you have to just kind of go out and drag the trenches, so to speak. And it's a body. And I hate to say that, but and they do well for people who have never done anything.
Right.
But then you have those who you just think, wow.
Yeah.
Wonder, it makes you smile. Just like you just did. Where will they go?
Oh, yeah.
How far will they go? And I think that's something that you have experienced. I see it in your demeanor, you know,
absolutely.
And it makes you feel so good. I was a nervous director, though, during the actual show. You know, you have to turn it over. You practice with these people for, I don't know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks.
Right.
And you're with them all the time. You get to be close to those. You become almost a family.
Yeah, you do.
And,
absolutely.
And if one gets sick, then as the director, you've got to think, okay, dear God, who am I going to get to fill in that spot?
Yeah, the show must go on.
Yeah. I did the Diary of Anne Frank.
Oh, yeah.
No, not the Diary of Anne Frank. Well, I did not do that. I judged that one time as an adjudicator in Alabama. They did a marvelous job. But I did the Helen Keller story. What is it? No, can't think of the name of the play. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, the girl in the scene where Helen Keller learns to eat the eggs.
Yeah,
it's a breakfast scene, if you're familiar with the play. The Miracle Worker. I knew it would come.
Yeah.
And Annie Sullivan is teaching her to eat with a fork. It's a very violent scene.
Yeah,
and I was staging this late one night with the two girls who were playing Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan, her teacher, and you know, that's a tough scene. And I worked and worked and worked and worked with just the three of us. And then one night, just a week before tech rehearsal, for those of you who are not in the theatrical lingo, tech week means that you've worked with your actors as all you can do. Now you got to work with your lighting people, your set people, your props people, and all that. Anyway, long story short, the girl playing Annie Sullivan had never been on stage, and she was fabulous, though.
That's great.
And in that scene, she got a bruised kidney. And I got a call during rehearsal one night. She had hit a chair. Anyway, she had a bruised kidney, and I thought, okay, I had to find somebody to fill in for her. We're within a week of opening the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like nerves.
Oh, no. We've had our fair share of horror stories.
Haven't we all? But, you know, it's somebody asked me, I played Blanche DuBois when I was in college. That's Tennessee Williams, Streetcar Named Desire. And there's a scene in it where she drinks Southern Comfort, which is a strong liquor, and they put tea, you know, made it look like it. Somebody got a Southern Comfort bottle anyway. This was one of the awfulest things I think that ever happened to me. Maybe. I was on stage, and I took a big swig. It was always so good, because it was a big, heavy show, and they had put apple cider vinegar in the bottle instead of tea.
Oh,
and I could hear those dogs laughing backstage because I couldn't breathe.
Oh, man.
So anyway, the director had a few choice words for those.
Oh, absolutely.
They did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
They wanted to have fun out of me. So, and they did. Fun until the director got a hold of them. But I know as a producing director, what's the difference between a producing director and an artistic director?
The producing director, I served as the only director for the first 10 shows that we did. And then I brought Isaiah on for Mary Poppins. And for the rest of this year, we have 5 other shows this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I kind of have to oversee all of the, you know, obtaining the rights to these humongous shows is really complicated. Mm-hmm. It's really expensive. So I kind of just manage the marketing, the overall kind of aspect to keep the company running. This summer, we're doing a show a month, so we're having to...
Whoa, a show a month?
Yeah, what, so it's going
to... lineup?
We after Grease, we have The Foreigner, which is a straight play. It's hilarious.
Hilarious.
It's hilarious.
And have you had auditions yet?
No, we have not.
Hmm.
They're coming... Do I hear some interest?
I always wanted to be in that show. Well, never mind. Go ahead.
And then we're doing Freaky Friday the Musical, which is a brand new show, and the music's fabulous.
Okay.
And so that's Grease is in June, Foreigner's in July, Freaky Friday's in August. And then in October, we're doing Hunchback of Notre Dame, which will be fantastic.
Get out of here.
And then for Christmas, we are doing a... we're doing a kids' Christmas show in the show, the best Christmas pageant ever. I'm sorry, Tanya had to remind me. This is why she's here.
This is a cluttered mind.
Yeah, this is
a, this is what happens to those of us with that kind of a mind.
Yeah,
we get
absolutely.
So cluttered. Like, I couldn't think of the miracle worker. Good Lord, I ate, slept that thing for 6 weeks. You know, how do you forget it?
Yeah, I'm right.
I'm old enough to forget a lot of things. I even forget who I am sometimes. But anyway, you are quite a... ambitious young fella.
Thank you. I've heard that a lot.
Well, I bet you have. And it is difficult. I guess people who may be listening today as I'm talking and asking questions of Logan Taylor, the producing director of Dreams Reality Group out of McMinnville, you know, it's it costs a lot of money to put a production on, especially on the community level. And you know, you say, hey, are you going to go see such and such? Nah, their tickets cost too much. I just kind of want to just say, excuse me?
Yeah.
Do you know how much it costs to put on a play?
Yeah. I mean, our shows usually range anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 to put on.
And then,
you know, we never break even. You know,
of course not. That's community
theater. So, I mean, The patronage is so important, and I think you're paying for a quality experience. I think that's part of it. You know, you're paying for quality. So, we really pride ourselves on our shows. We try to offer our patrons a consistent performance every time they come see a show.
Every night should be opening night.
That's exactly the way I like to operate. I tell my crew, let's operate like a well-oiled machine. That's what I like. I like consistency. So, but it's great. We have a great time while we do it. We work really hard. Our crew has become a family, and these actors, these kids, to have watched it. I mean, Judy, there are so many of these young people who found themselves in this program.
Absolutely.
And it's so rewarding for me as a director who was just their age just a few years ago to be like, we were able to start this for these kids to have an outlet, and it makes me feel so good.
You also use adults, don't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It kind of started with kids, but now you have
all ages.
All ages.
Absolutely.
Great. I look for you to be successful. Now, this is for all of my friends out there in Warren County. Give these folks some money. They spend long, hard hours. I know.
I've
been there.
We do.
And rarely do break even.
Rarely.
Support your community theater group, just like we have to do that here in Cookeville for events
Absolutely.
That take place at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center. And there's many different kinds. I suppose that's the same thing at the Park Theater over there.
Oh, absolutely.
There's many cultural events that go on. And you folks in the Upper Cumberland, oh my, how fortunate you are
Absolutely.
To have such blessings of local
Absolutely.
Productions, like in McMinnville, like in Cookeville, like in Crossville, little old tiny Crossville, Tennessee, and many other places.
Absolutely.
We're going to have to quit talking.
I hate that.
And I hate that, too. We got a few minutes. You got anything else you want to say before we have to stop?
If anybody would like to find out more about us, they can visit drgmcminnville.com. It's our website. It talks about all the shows we've done. It talks about us. It talks about upcoming stuff. So if you want to get involved or find out more, visit drgmcminnville.com.
Or call Judy.
Or call Queen Judy.
No, I'm not the queen of everything. Somebody called me that one time, and I said,
Now, Miss Judy, you don't have to have a crown to be a queen.
You are right about that. You do not. Thank you, folks, for listening to us. Hope you've enjoyed our show today. It's certainly been fun for me. You can always tell when I have somebody in here who's after my own heart, and this was one of those times. So have a great rest of the evening. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. That opens it up pretty wide, folks. See you next time, or talk to you next time. Bye-bye.